that you and Kevin have played on the outside.
Uh-huh.
What can you do for this defense in the long term if you guys can keep up for the next 14 games and 15 and 16 and so on?
Yeah, I mean, when the corners are playing good, this team is rolling. Like Joe Witt says, good quarterback and cornerback play is going to get you to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, we know Aaron's going to be Aaron. He's going to break records. He's going to do good all the time. So now all we got to do is do our job in the back end, in the cornerback room.
What did you see out of him last
week? Oh, I loved it. Loved it. Guy's a fighter. Compete, not scared of anyone. I'm here a few times talking about, man, put me on Julio. And that's, at cornerback, if you have that in you, everything else is going to take care of itself.
Not, I don't know if you remember back to 12 at all. I'm trying to think if there's any instances where you were thrown into that kind of situation. But what does that do for a young cornerback when you are kind of thrown into the fire like that and get that first taste of a premium receiver like that?
It could be good and it could be bad, though. I've seen, I think it was Kyle Wilson a few years ago against Wes Welker. Probably shouldn't have been, it might have been his first game Monday night against Tom and Wes. And I think it was Tom or Peyton and Wes. But it wasn't a good game for him. I mean, so it can be good. I mean, it can be bad as well. So, but I mean, Kev went in and did his job, did a great job at it. I think it ended up with a PBU or two. Kev's going to be good, though.